With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With major change coming up, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says the Republican-controlled House and Senate plan to hit the ground running once the 119th Congress is sworn in.
We'll probably start our work on January 20th on the president's. January 3rd on the president's nominees, and let the House take the lead on some of the budget questions and the big bill that we'll need to pass next year that will extend and enhance the tax cut bill from 2017.
Prominent Washington journalist Ben Domenech, very pleased with the Trump cabinet nominations, including the selection of combat veteran Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense.
Out of left field for some people in Washington who are used to the traditional approach, but I think that we were going to always get some roll of the dice picks from Donald Trump.
Political leaders in Alaska have welcomed Donald Trump's pledges to expand oil production. They say they hope that Mr. Trump will undo the harsh restrictions imposed by the Biden team. Also at SRNnews.com, many people upset over an edict sent out by Oklahoma's education superintendent.
Brian Walters has sent an email to public school superintendents requiring them to show students his video announcement of a new Department of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. Walters announced the new office on Wednesday and on Thursday sent the email to school superintendents statewide. Two of the state's largest districts, Edmond in suburban Oklahoma City and Bixby in suburban Tulsa, say they have no plans to show the video. Keith Peters reporting.
McDonald's investing $100 million to bring customers back to stores following the recent outbreak of the E. coli food poisoning. That was tied to onions in the quarter pounders. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas wars getting underway in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A gay in a manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threatened to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
5 years ago, Satanic Temple in the U.S. made headlines when it designated as a church. Now, a similar organization in Chile is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association in order to join Chile's Temple of Satan. Applicants must choose a new name. Normally, it is that of a demon or a fallen angel. This is SRN News. A California nut is very popular.
Farmers have been devoting more land to pistachios, which are seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation. The nut has surged over the past decade to become California's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value, generating nearly $3 billion last year. Industry experts say pistachio orchards can withstand drought better than some other crops and take less water per acre than the state's biggest nut crop, almonds. Much of the crop is headed to China. John Scott reporting.
When Massachusetts voters decided to ditch that state's high school graduation exams, they joined a growing trend that has steadily chipped away at the use of high-stakes testing for the past two decades. That vote now leaves just seven states in America that still have mandated graduation exams. More details at SRNnews.com.